Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Dressmakers of Yarrandurra Prison, written by Meredith Jaffe and read by Simone Gescheidt. When Sharon enters the room, Derek doesn't know where to look. It's been 5 years since his sentencing hearing, him standing in the dock, hands clasped to prevent the trembling. He expects she's changed since then. Haven't they all? Though, looking at her now, it's still easy to see that Sharon is his ex-wife's sister. They don't look the same exactly, but there's something about the general heft of her that declares a shared gene pool. The clusters of chairs and tables populating the visitors' room slow Sharon's progress. She gives the family, sweethearts, and men in prison green a wide berth, as if being poor or a criminal is contagious. Even so, Derek admires her bravery, for that's what the force of her walk says. I am here. Here is where Sharon has never been, until now. 5 years he served. 5 years with only the rare visit from his lawyer. Last time was to advise Derek his final appeal had failed and he'll serve every day of his 7-year sentence.
You'd get less for murder,
some bright spark had joked at the fancy do they'd splashed out on at the golf club for Lorraine and Derek's 15th wedding anniversary. How right they were. Plenty of men in here are serving less time for crimes more serious than his. Murder might be diabolical, rape a terrible violence, whereas stealing or, in Derek's case, embezzlement, is a crime against another person's property. And people value their property highly. Still, he's more than halfway through now. Every day he wakes up with less time ahead than the day before. It's what gets him out of bed in the mornings.
Derek,
Sharon says by way of greeting, plonking herself down on the plastic chair screwed to the floor. No peck on the cheek, then. Still, he can't help but smile. He's so damn pleased to see a familiar face. You're looking well, he says, kindness forcing the lie through his teeth. She wears an optimistic shade of foundation that has settled into the lines that map her face. Lipstick has bled through, feathering the gentle curve of her lips. Beneath her strong perfume, Derek detects the stale odour of cigarettes. She's still smoking, then. He can't blame her. He would too if he could, but Corrective Services has banned smoking, killing off a popular pastime and creating a black market in one fell swoop.